So let's get to Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Matthew 6, 1 through 4. Our Messiah says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of people, to be seen by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give to the poor, don't sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be applauded by people. I assure you, they've got their reward. But when you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." May Yahweh bless His word to our hearts today. Yahweh, Father, open our minds and our hearts to receive Your word. One of my favorite things in life are my children. I love my children. I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for the things that I've experienced with them. One thing that I thought about this week is, especially when my kids were all little, they loved the attention and the approval of their dad. Daddy watched me. Daddy, look at what I made. I've watched cartwheels. I've watched hanging on a tree, sometimes by the legs. Yeah, I've watched jumping a bike off of a homemade ramp. I've watched forts being built from scraps or blankets. I have had countless cards brought to me. I have had countless drawings of me as a stick figure. The older I get and the harder it gets to keep the weight off, I like the stick figure me. And I've had all of that. I still have many, many cards in my desk drawer. All these things were done for me because my children wanted me to approve, and wanted me to love them. And all that's great. Children should seek the attention and the approval of their parents, and parents should give attention and approval to their children. I have never been a fan of parents saying, "I may not spend a lot of time with my children, but I spend quality time with them." I do not agree with that. Quality time is quantity time. My number one piece of advice, people ask me, I've got a little bit of experience in raising children. I've been a dad now for almost 23 years, and I've got three grandchildren. I've got a little bit of experience. And people say, "Brother Matthew, what's your advice on child training? You should write a book on child training." I'm not interested in writing a book on child training because it changes up too much. And everyone is different. But my number one piece of advice is this: spend as much time with your children as possible. You want to build a good relationship with them. You want them to listen to what you say. You want them to have confidence in you. Include them in your life, in everything that you do. Take them to a quick grocery store run. Go to the park. David and I like to climb Stone Mountain. Read stories to the little ones. Take them to work with you if that's possible. I've done that. Children learn from example. Don't hand your children off to someone else so that someone else spends more time with them and rubs off on them more than you do. Keep them around you as much as possible and give them a righteous example to follow. They will grow up one day and they will imitate their parents. Give them something good to imitate. We should feel the same way with our Heavenly Father. We should live our lives seeking His attention and His approval. Not in a prideful way, but in the same way as a little child seeks his dad's or mom's attention. How we live, what we practice, should always be geared towards a mindset that says, "Yahweh, I love you. I'm doing this for you. Please take notice of me, Father in heaven." Proverbs 15, verse 3 says that the eyes of Yahweh watch and roam throughout the earth, and they behold the evil and the good. And when I was growing up, most of the time that verse was used to preach that Yahweh can see when we sin or when we do bad, and that is true. But in this sermon, I want to center in on that Yahweh beholds the good. We are capable of doing good deeds, righteous works in Yahweh's sight. And when we do them, Yahweh looks at our good deeds, and He is well pleased in us. We should always, whether it's in public or in private, seek to please Yahweh with our actions. If we only behave well when we are around other people, then we're not doing good works of righteousness for the right reason. We are more worried about making a scene in front of people than we are about seeking to please Yahweh. Now, there's a difference between being seen and doing something only because you want to be seen. Two texts to bring up here. One is in Matthew 5:16, where the Messiah said, "Let your light so shine among men so that others may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven." So it's okay to do good works, have people see them, and your righteousness have a positive effect in your community. There's another text in the Gospel of Matthew, in Matthew 23:1-5, where Yeshua scathes the Pharisees and the scribes, and he says, "All their outward works they do to be seen among men. They make their phylacteries big, they make their tassels long, they love to pray standing in the synagogues and have the uppermost seats in the synagogues." So we should want for our witness to influence people, but we should do it in a way that glorifies the Father, not in a braggadocious or a prideful way. We don't want to put on a show. I believe Yahweh hates a show. Isaiah chapter 1 talks about this, and one of my favorite songwriters wrote a song that says, "I hate all your show." Speaking of Yahweh in that text. Anybody can pretend to love Yahweh by dressing a certain way or by acting a certain way around people. Anybody can put on a show. But we cannot fool Yahweh, and we will only fool people for a time. Eventually, our hypocrisy will come to light, and people will find out if we're really a child of the King or perhaps if we're a child of the devil. So we come to this text today in Matthew 6, in which our Lord warns us in verse 1, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of people to be seen by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven." And there are two things, or actually three things, that Yeshua speaks of here in practicing righteousness at the beginning of Matthew 6. And they are giving to the poor. The Old King James Version says, "Doest alms," and that means charitable gifts, mainly giving to the poor. That's one. And then the others are prayer and then fasting. We're just going to cover giving to the poor today. The first point that I want to make here is that these are ways that we practice righteousness. You might have heard, as I have, that your righteous deeds are just a filthy rag before God. And that is not true. That is a misuse of a text from the prophet Isaiah, which is not the point of my sermon. But I'll just say here that when we do good deeds from a pure heart, which we can have a pure heart, remember Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart." When we do good deeds from a pure heart, Yahweh smiles down on that and accepts that righteousness from us. It's not your righteousness because it's your own way of doing things. It's your righteousness because it's righteous works that come from you. It's a great Bible verse, and I can't remember where it's at, but it's somewhere in the book of Deuteronomy. But it talks about how that if we take a pledge on a loan from a poor man, and that pledge is his coat, that we are not supposed to keep that pledge, that surety from that poor man overnight, but we are supposed to take it back to him and give it to him so he can sleep in warmth, so he can have covering when he sleeps. And in that text in Deuteronomy, it says, if you do this, Yahweh will see it, and it will be righteousness before Yahweh. So that's not a filthy rag. The Isaiah text, actually, if you read it in context, is talking about how that there were people who were righteous before Yahweh by their works, but they fell away like a vibrant leaf falls off of a tree and loses its color. They fell away. Their righteousness became filthy rags, meaning unrighteousness. So that's a verse that's used out of context so much, but when you do righteous works, it's not a filthy rag before Yahweh. It can be difficult, though, to do things in secret and not have anyone know what we're doing, because we feel like if someone else doesn't know what we did, it doesn't count. We think, well, they won't realize all the good I've been doing, and they might think negative of me. The reality is, it doesn't matter if anyone knows your good deeds. Remember, Yahweh's eyes see the good. Rest in the fact that Yahweh sees and He is pleased. So it's so important here, because if we only do good deeds to be seen by other people, if that's our motive, then our Messiah says we will have no reward from our Father in heaven. Don't we want a reward from our Father? I do. course, we shake our heads, yes, I raised my hand, but in order to get his reward, we have to follow what his Messiah teaches us. So, first example in verse 2, Yeshua says, whenever you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be applauded by people. I assure you they've got their reward. What is their reward? What is the reward of a hypocrite? Well, the reward is what is mentioned, the applause of people. That's it. If you do something just to be seen by others and people praise you and talk about what a good person you are, that's your reward. And if that's your motive, then it stops at that. Giving to the poor is practicing righteousness. We should be giving to the poor and preaching that and pushing that just as much as honoring our parents or keeping the Sabbath holy. Giving to the poor is all through the Torah. It's extremely important in the teachings of Moses and in the teachings of Yeshua. We should always be looking for someone who has less, someone who is struggling, someone who is hurting, and we should give to them. It should be an all-the-time thing. We should set aside part of our finances for the sole purpose of giving to people who have less. We have all been blessed way more than we need, and we should use our surplus to bless other people. Sometimes I wish I could help all the poor people. Sometimes I get so discouraged because I see so many hurting people and I want to help them all. But I cannot do that. I have to be selective. And nobody can help everybody, but everybody can help somebody.
Amen.
So you find you someone to help. Find you someone to help. When we give to the poor, we are not to sound a trumpet. There's a few ways that we can take this, a few ways this has been taken. It's possible that some people actually grabbed a shofar, and before they would give to a poor person on the street, they would blow it. I'm going to try to blow this shofar in front of everybody right now because I might mess up. But it's possible that people actually did that to sound an alarm that they were practicing a righteous act. You'd hear a blast, and you would look over, and you would see somebody giving alms to the poor or the blind or the lame. Sounding a trumpet could also be a figure of speech meaning to make a big show of what you are doing. It might refer to making a big deal of yourself as you place money into the chests at the temple treasury. It would be like if you put, let's say, a $100 bill in our offering box, but you let out a big cough before you did it. Then you held the bill up over your head and you snapped it a couple of times. Everybody looked, you saw it, and you dropped it in. One interesting interpretation that I read years ago was from a man named Alfred Edersheim. Edersheim was a scholar who lived in the 19th century, maybe, and he was born to Jewish parents, but he converted to Christianity at a young age. And he was a leading authority on the practice of the Hebrew faith, Judaism, during the years preceding and including the time of the Messiah. And Edersheim says that there was a place on the temple grounds where money chests were placed. 13 money chests for various reasons. And one of the chests was where you would place alms in, place coins in, that were dedicated to helping poor people. And the chests were narrow at the top, and they were wide at the bottom. In other words, they were shaped like trumpets. And some people even called them trumpets of the temple treasury. So it's possible that when he says, don't sound the trumpet, when Yeshua says that, it might mean like if a Pharisee came up with a big bag of coins and he made it a point for the coins to hit the edges and make as much noise as possible while he sounded that trumpet or that chest there for the poor. Yeshua says in verses 3 through 4, but when you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. I do not think that Yeshua is calling us to be magicians here by sleight of hand. My right hand doesn't have a brain of its own by which it tries to do things that my left hand doesn't know about. I want you to notice that Yeshua says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. The right hand in Scripture is a prominent hand. It stands for strength. It stands for authority. And I think this is just an idiom. There are several idioms in Hebrew. culture as well as there is in American culture. It's like when we say it's raining cats and dogs. If I look at you and say, man, it's raining cats and dogs outside, you don't grab a kennel, you grab an umbrella. Because you know that it's a figure of speech. See? So not letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing just means do it in secret. You don't make a show. If someone happens to see you in certain cases, that's fine. It'll bring glory to the Father, but that's not why you do it. You do it because you want to please the Father. You want to genuinely help somebody that is poor out. Never judge someone who you don't see give. Because they may be doing it in secret. You might think, that old rich joker, I don't ever see them give to anybody. Well, maybe the reason you don't see them give is because they're obeying Matthew 6, 1 through 4. At the resurrection of the righteous, you might find out that the person you never saw give actually gave the most. And don't focus on what others do or don't do anyhow. Your focus should be on what you know to do. And you do it well. Another thing here. Our giving is not determined, or the amount that we give is not determined by how much we give, but rather by how much we have left over. In the Gospel of Mark, it's recorded that Yeshua watched how the crowds dropped money into the chests of the temple treasury. And many of the rich people, it says, were putting large amounts into the trumpets. Then this poor widow came, and she dropped in two small coins that were not worth much. And he told his disciples, he said, I assure you, this poor widow has put in more than all those giving to the temple treasury. For they all gave out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she possessed, all that she had to live on. Mark 12, 41 through 44. It's not so much about the amount you give, but about the amount you have left over. A millionaire may give $5,000 in the offering box, but it really not be a sacrifice. A poor widow may give $5, and it be all that she has left that week. And the widow gave more for their five. Proverbs 19, verse 17 says, kindness to the poor is a loan to Yahweh, and he will give a reward to the lender. So give liberally, give generously. Don't hold it back when someone needs it. Yahweh has got you covered as his child. A loan is something you lend someone for a while until they pay you back. Proverbs 19 says that kindness to the poor is a loan to Yahweh. And he'll reward you. In other words, he'll pay you back. You think Yahweh pays back his loans? Absolutely, he does. Yahweh will always reward you when you give to the poor, the widow, the orphan, those that are in need. Look for ways that you can give where no one ever knows. I think there are three levels of giving. All of them can be good, but they are not equal in righteousness. The third level, the bottom level, is where you know and everybody around you knows that you give. Now, sometimes that might be inevitable, and it could be done with pure motives. I'm not saying that every time that kind of giving is done that it's impure. But there are other times that it might just be because someone wants to be seen. I think of rich people, millionaires, who show up on TV and they announce to the world that they're giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to a charity. Well, that blesses that charity, but it's often done for show, so that everybody knows so-and-so gave the money. That's the lowest level of giving, and you know and everybody around you knows. The second level that's more righteous is where you know and the receiver knows. You, the giver, and the person that you give to knows, and nobody else knows. This one is hard to get around all the time, and this is a good level of giving. The person you are giving to needs help, and you give it to them directly. It could be because they have to know because of the circumstance, but it could sometimes be from a motive of you hoping that they'll just go around and tell everybody that they see that you gave them that charitable gift. So that brings us to the first level, or the highest level of giving. The highest level of giving that we should aim to practice, and it's the most difficult, is when only you know. Now, obviously, Yahweh knows all of these. You can't hide anything from him. This highest level is on the earth, only you know. You make it a point to be completely secret in your giving. Your giving is done anonymously because you don't want glory from anyone. You see the poor person rejoice, and you rejoice with them that they were blessed. But you're not interested in anyone knowing that it was you who blessed them. The only person you are seeking to please is your dad in heaven, Almighty Yahweh. And be rest assured, the Father in heaven sees in secret, and He will reward you. Some manuscripts here says He will reward you openly. Sometimes our reward for our giving to the poor might be in this life. Sometimes, though, we might have to wait to get our reward till life in the age to come. That's fine. But be confident that He will reward you for not being prideful or self-righteous. So be careful not to practice your charitable giving to be seen, but do it in secret. That's all I have for today. In our new moon service, I will begin to cover the next section about prayer. I'm looking forward to this. We're going to talk about how not to pray, how to pray, the model prayer that Yeshua taught us to pray, which we pray every week here at Saturday service. And prayer is another way to practice our righteousness before Yahweh. I mean, love Yahweh. Amen. Hallelujah. But may Yahweh bless you. Amen.